We're doing Nehemiah. We're up to what they call the 11th chapter, Vayishvusayam Yerushalayim. So we learned the great prayer of the Levites. The Jewish people accepted a pact to adhere to the Torah. They had a recounting of Jewish history as a pep talk that they have to, at this time, they have to make it good. And then they all sign on this pact. We're going to keep the Torah. Now, Vayishvusayam Yerushalayim. The leaders, they settled in Jerusalem. Usharami pilu goralot, and the rest of the people drew lots. Laviyachad min asra l'shev b'Yerushalayim er kodesh v'teisha edot pa'arim. They drew lots. Who would be responsible to stay and guard Jerusalem? 1 out of 10 had to stay and guard Jerusalem. The rest could go out to there to settle the land. Vayivarchu ha'am l'chol ha'anashim ha'mitnadvim l'shev b'Yerushalayim. Historically, we are in a unique time today because it was hard to get people to live in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was a poor city. Jerusalem was a city that didn't have a lot of agriculture. Jerusalem became an important city. The king was here. It became the capital. Eventually, it became a great city. But it wasn't always easy to inhabit Jerusalem. In 1967, no one wanted to live in the old city. The government said, whoever wants a house can come and take it. And no one wanted to come. Today, it's worth millions. But then, when we first recaptured Jerusalem, you basically could come and have a house. There were houses empty, and people didn't want to come here. When I was a child, not so long ago, okay? 30, 35 years ago, it was scary to live in Jerusalem. There were stabbings in the old city. Meaning it was really dangerous and scary to live there. So then, real estate was already becoming expensive. But if you go back a little bit earlier, it was free. My grandfather had an apartment in the old city. It was basically free. You want to come live, come live. So in the days of Nehemiah, no one wanted to live in Jerusalem. You needed volunteers to come live here. Ve'ele Rashem Dina she'eshvu b'Yerushalayim. These were the heads of state who lived in Jerusalem. You had Kohanim, Levites, Israelites, and the different servants. And we have a listing here of so many different people who lived in Jerusalem. So we run through all the names, the different tribes, the different responsibilities. We have an accounting here of who lived where. I'm skipping through all the different names. And then in what they call the 12th chapter, you have an accounting of the Kohanim and the Levites who ascended with Zerubbabel. Yeah? And again, you have a listing of names. And we'll quickly see Pasuk Chaf Gimel in the 12th chapter, what they call the 12th chapter. Bnei Levi Rashi Avot Ktuvim Al Sefer Divrei Hayamim. The Levites, the descendants of Levite, the families that are recorded in Chronicles in Divrei Hayamim, Vadimei Yochanan Ben Eliashiv. These were the heads until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Verasheya Leviim, Chashavya, etc. These were the heads of the Levites. Leho b'mitzvat David Ishelokim. They were responsible the way King David established Mishmar Lumat Mishmar. This is the concept of Mishmarot, that King David established an order within the Kohanim and the Levites, 24 Mishmarot, 24 call them watchings, that every family knew when was their turn to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. This is recorded in Divrei Hayamim. It's again recorded here. King David established, he broke down the Kohanim and the Levites to 24 families called Mishmarot, called watchings. and they had responsibilities. Everyone knew which week in the year, twice a year, right? That was their responsibility to go to the Beit HaMikdash and serve that week in the Beit HaMikdash. That's what's recorded here. Yes, sir?
Did Yohanan, the Kohen Gadol, is he the person who is speaking Hanukkah?
No. We're up to Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Ufa Chanukat Chomat Yerushalayim. And when the wall of Jerusalem was completed, inaugurated, they summoned the Levites from all the different places. They should all come to Jerusalem to be a part of the inauguration, celebration, Todah sacrifices, the song, the different instruments they were using to play music. So the Levites, who were descendants of the singers, they came in from around Jerusalem. They came from different places, and then he records where they built themselves courtyards around Jerusalem. The Kohanim and the Levites first purified themselves. After they were pure, they purified the nation, and then they purified the gates and the wall. What does that mean? So the Mishnah says in Tractate Shavuos, in Maseches Shavuos, that there's a procession that they do with the shofar and two animals and music and Kohanim and Levim and breads of Todah, that they go around the wall and they say certain psukim. Yoshev B'Seter Elyon is called Shir Shel Pagaim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was ascending in this past parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem. It says angels came to scare him. And so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. That is the chapter in Psalms that a person is supposed to say when they're scared. It protects them from anything that can scare them. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the first to say it. And when we say it at night, it's supposed to protect us. And the Levites said it. And when they said it going around the walls of Jerusalem, it says that no demons or evil forces could enter Jerusalem. The holiness they gave the city was that no evil spirits could walk into the city now. That's the what the Pasuk says. They purified the gates and the walls. They made Jerusalem especially pure. No evil or defiled spirit could enter Jerusalem. Yes?
Two things. What Yoshev B'Seter Elyon means...
Thursday night, yeah?
No, just like the simple translation, B'Seter.
Hidden.
And can the Levites do this today?
Good question. Vale Tzarei Yehuda, Thursday night, Me'al Lachoma. And here he describes how he established the leaders on the wall. V'amida Shtei Todot Gudolot. He brought two large loaves of bread from a Todah sacrifice. V'taluchot liyamin malachoma l'shar ha'shpot. And the procession went around to the right, around the walls, till they reached Shar ha'shpot. And following them were the leaders of Shaya and half the nobles, and Azariah, and Ezeran, Meshulam. And he runs through the names, the Kohanim blowing the trumpets, and the whole procession and the songs of King David that they sang, and Ezra was walking in front of them. Ezra Sofer led the way. So here he describes that procession. And then they brought the breads of the Todah to the Beit HaMikdash, and they blew the music, the trumpets of the Kohanim, and they had the songs of the Beit HaMikdash, and they brought great sacrifices, and they had a great celebration with the men, the women, the children, and Jerusalem's happiness can be heard from far. And we are up to Pasuk Mem Dalet. We're almost done. Okay, I guess we'll pick up here tomorrow because we're almost done. But so we're up to Pasuk Mem Dalet.